Hi there, and welcome back to the Panic Attack Recovery Newsletter. I'm Matthew Wagner. This is installment number 2 of the Panic Attack Recovery Newsletter. First, I want to begin with a recap. In the previous installment, I stressed the following key fundamentals to recovery. The first critical fundamental starts with a belief that something is possible. That something I'm referring to is recovery. Without this belief, any chance of recovery is blocked. Number 2, use enlightening experiences to help you keep going. Remember how bad my experience was, and many others' experiences have been, yet we have turned it around. Such enlightening experiences are critical when you are going through rough times. Number 3, you must be proactive. You must be the person who takes charge of your recovery. Others can certainly help you, and that's what I intend to do, but ultimately, you are the person that needs to be the agent of change. This fundamental is critical in your transition from becoming a helpless victim to becoming a recoverer. Number 4, make a commitment in your mind and then write it down or otherwise record it somehow so that you can continually refer to the fact that you are willing to consistently apply the lessons that I will share. You need to constantly remind yourself, and that's why writing it down is so important. Now, as promised in today's installment, I'm going to really give you a chance to put these fundamentals to use and continue to build on them by explaining the process of a panic attack and how you can use this information about a panic attack to your advantage. I'm going to discuss what happens during a panic attack first so that I demystify the process, as many people who first experience a panic attack don't know all aspects about what is happening to them. People thus find it reassuring to know all of the things that are happening. First, though, one thing I want to caution you on, please do not self-diagnose. If you have not seen a medical professional, do not assume what you are suffering from is panic attack. It is important to see a medical professional to rule out any medical conditions. In relatively rare cases, another medical condition could bring about similar symptoms. Also, ruling out other conditions can be reassuring for you. So, now, the process of a panic attack. During a panic attack, what is known as the fight-or-flight response is activated, even though the individual is not in any real danger. The fight-or-flight response activates the body's mental and physical survival responses. These survival responses are what are called fight-or-flee, and they are fight or flee from perceived attack, harm, or threat. When this response is initiated, chemicals such as adrenaline, noradrenaline, and cortisol are released into our bloodstream, which causes a series of physiological effects. Our heart rate increases, our pupils dilate, our respiration increases, blood flow to the brain is reduced, which means that our rational thinking is compromised. This in turn causes our thoughts to race, and we are on heightened alert. We are hypersensitive to things that normally wouldn't bother us. The whole process is cyclical because our racing thoughts and worries increase our physiological symptoms, and in turn, our physiological symptoms increase our racing thoughts and worries. While many people suffering a panic attack feel that they are either having a heart attack or going crazy, it can be reassuring to know that this is not the case. It can also be extremely frustrating for anyone who is told that there's nothing wrong with them, it's only in their head, or there is no basis for what they're feeling, because obviously this whole sequence of events is very real and very distressing. Of course, I'm assuming you've experienced a panic attack, and your main concern is probably about experiencing another, the fear of another. Please be reassured that if you've been diagnosed with panic attacks, you are not losing your mind or having a heart attack. Now that you understand the physiological process of a panic attack, in particular the fight or flight process, and how anxiety and panic attacks can result from this process, I'm now going to discuss how you can not only deal with the physiological aspects of the fight or flight response, but how you can induce the opposite of the fight or flight response. It is important to provide some background information which will allow you to really benefit from this concept. When I was beginning to get on the road to recovery, one of the very useful things I discovered was something called the relaxation response. Dr. Herbert Benson, MD, coined the term relaxation response. Dr. Benson was speaking about the physiological changes that happen within the body when it is relaxed during meditation. Particularly, Dr. Benson observed that during this period of relaxation, physiological changes such as decreased levels of chemicals in the blood, which serve as indicators for stress, oxygen consumption decreased, breathing rates decreased, heartbeat decreased, and skin resistance increased. Now, increased skin resistance is a good thing because it indicates one is sweating less and more relaxed. Dr. Benson surmised, and I quote, "The relaxation response is a physical state of deep rest that changes the physiological and emotional responses to stress, and the opposite of the fight or flight response," end quote. The relaxation response is certainly a good thing because it is precisely the opposite of the physiological changes that occur during a panic attack. The great news is that you can get started today. What I'm going to do is I'm going to work through a relaxation exercise with you on this recording. And I would encourage you to be in an area where you won't be disturbed and absolutely not driving a car or doing anything that requires your attention other than where you can sit quietly and focus your intention on these things. What I'll do is I'll go through the exercise with you and then I will give you some background information. You can just listen and relax while I give you the more background information and the more tips about how best to implement this process into your day-to-day life. So I will first give you the steps, we'll go through them together, and then what I'll do is I'll build on that information so you can just stay relaxed, and often the best retention occurs when one is relaxed. So I'll go through those things once you're relaxed, and then that'll be the end of today's installment. Okay, so once again, I hope that you're in a quiet place where you can take some time away from anything else. The first thing I would recommend you do is sit down in a comfortable position and close your eyes. Imagine the muscles of your feet relaxing all the way up your body to the top of your head. So all the muscles of your feet are relaxing through all of your body right up to the top of your head. Now begin focusing your attention on your breathing. Breathe in, breathe out, and just continue doing this and each time you breathe in deeply. Take a nice deep breath in and then let your breath out. So keep focusing on your breathing, and I would recommend that you do this exercise for 10 or 20 minutes a day. And it is important to do this exercise on a regular basis, in other words, a daily basis, at a minimum, once a day, for it to have any consequential effect. When done consistently, this relaxation exercise can be very helpful. Anyone who suffers from anxiety can be helped from such an approach, and it's part of an overall holistic approach to your recovery from panic attacks, anxiety, and agoraphobia. When I started to get better from panic attacks, this relaxation was not only relaxing at the time, but over time I trained myself to push this relaxation further into my day, so that I could summon the relaxation to ground myself whenever I became anxious. You can do precisely that. You can bring this relaxation that you feel while you're relaxed into your stressful situations. At first, you might feel anxious with this relaxation, but if you keep doing it, you will actually be reversing the physiological process that drives your panic. This quick exercise is something that you can modify to fit into your day. For instance, you can even try doing this exercise for shorter spurts of time throughout the day for as many times as you wish. Now, originally I said 10 or 20 minutes, but you could certainly break this up. And you're only limited by your imagination. Even if you break it up into a couple of minutes at a time, you can receive benefit and you can begin to start doing the exercise and become more adept at doing it. Learning to control your physiology is a critical aspect of your recovery. And it's important to get it nailed down very early on in. And that's exactly what this exercise allows you to do. Tomorrow, I will address another critical aspect of recovery. Take care. Thank you for listening to this installment. I sincerely hope that you take away the lessons from it, and I will talk with you again next time. Take care.